for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming. I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Sinchelle Davis. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so Sinchelle, how long have you been here at National Park College?
I've only been here for a year, actually.
What is it you do here?
I'm one of the career coaches for, I'm actually for Hot Springs School District.
Okay. What kind of challenges do you face as the career coach there at Hot Springs?
Well, a little bit of the fact that I kind of have three bosses. I have my National Park side, and then we have our state ADHE side, and then I also have to go with the culture and the administration that's in the actual building that I work for. So it's a little bit of all of that, as well as it's me, and then there's like hundreds of students. I'm supposed to, you know, expose these students grades 8th all the way through 12th, and so there's about 200 to 300 students per class, and so it is a lot of students, but I honestly enjoy what I do. I've had so much fun getting to know the seniors, taking them on college tours and facility tours, getting guest speakers, as well as being able to use the resources I have here at National Park as well. So it's a challenge, but I'm loving it.
Awesome. Awesome. So Sinchelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was actually born and raised in Hot Springs. I graduated from Hot Springs High in 2002. I went to college in Louisiana at Grambling State University. I got a bachelor's degree in biology and secondary education. So I was actually a science teacher for about 13 and a half years. Then I have a master's degree in curriculum and instruction as a reading specialist, and just kind of take that route a little bit. Towards the end of my teaching career, I began teaching what was called freshman seminar and AVID elective, which is where you kind of, you know, help them build towards careers and things like that. And I was like, oh, I really like this side of, you know, still having the students and being engaged with students, but not necessarily a content area, because you're able to see them in a bigger spectrum, like work on soft skills and, you know, like just helping them become a productive citizen and not just so much content. So when this position opened up and I was happening to be moving back to Hot Springs, and I was like, hey, this sounds like this would be the perfect fit for me. And
wow.
So I slid into it, and
that's
now
great.
Here I am.
That's great. So being a career coach, what all does that entail exactly?
Well, I know one of the things that some people think that career coaches only focus on college aspect or putting them right into the workforce, but really it entails a lot of things, either helping fill out job applications, helping them prepare for an interview, especially working with students, you know, that may not have ever had a job, or first generation students who don't know how to even fill out college application or where to even begin. So I help with that part. We also focus on trades, you know, getting the students into the workforce. So anything that fits them, we just want to help them to get there or realize that there are some next steps after high school that they may not even know their options. So it's about career exploration. We do interest surveys for students. I don't know what I want to do. You know, we get that a lot too. And I'm like, right. You do know, legally, you're grown in a little bit, so we do have to figure out something. We have to make some type of income. And like I said, we can work on soft skills, just connecting them with community resources if that's a need that they have. We work with different programs and businesses around the community, just trying to build that partnership. You know, we want to help our community grow as well. And who's going to help it grow is, you know, getting these students into those positions and knowing what we actually have to offer.
Wow. Wow. That's great. So getting to Hot Springs and National Park College and getting your bachelor's in biology, what were some of the bigger obstacles you had to face and overcome to do all that and get to where you are today?
I am a first-generation college student. Neither of my parents ever went to college. They didn't really know how to tell me how to get there, but we knew that that was a goal that I had, that I wanted to do it. Hearing the word FAFSA, I had no idea what that meant. You know, finding financial aid, just things like that. That was a big obstacle. But learning to balance being different, but taking that chance and stepping outside of my community, realizing, you know, like there is more out there. And I do believe that going out there, then coming back to your community helps you see a broader experience, and it helps you to bring something back to your community.
Mm-hmm.
other obstacles, just even growing up. I mean, I am a Black female. Those come with certain stereotypes, you know, like we just can't shelter everything that goes on in the world. So it's some of those obstacles I've had to overcome, where I remember a guy didn't want me to be science department chair and my principal wanted me to be. And he basically gave me a real hard time. He didn't want to take advice, or he didn't want the younger woman to come in. He used to call me feisty. You know, like sometimes it's just like I'm overcoming like cultural biases and barriers. Financially, I've had to overcome different things. I grew up with a two-parent household, but we were on the lower end of income sometimes and things like that. It's been a lot of obstacles, and I think they all have shaped me.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely shaped by the things we overcome, aren't we? What is it about your position that rewards you?
I think knowing that I could be what those students need at that moment, even something so simple. About a week ago, I had a student come to tell me that she had got an interview. I asked her, what was she going to wear? And she's like, I'm going to wear what I have on. And I kind of looked at her, and she just had on like leggings and a hoodie. And I said, no, we're going to find something else. So I ran over to, we have a welcome center in the school district, and it's like a, you know, kind of a closet where other professionals have donated, you know, tops or just clothes or resources. So I grabbed her something, and then we kind of talked about, I was like, okay, now when you go in there, you know, make eye contact, take your time, think about the things that we've talked about. So just even those little things, and her coming back and say, thank you for actually caring. Or, you know, a student just reach out and say, hey, you remember that scholarship you told me about? I actually got it. Or going on college tours. You know, I've never been outside of Hot Springs, so thank you for taking me. You know, like just little things like that you don't realize make a big impact. And so that just makes me smile to know that even if it was just one student a month or something, you know, it's still rewarding, and knowing that they're getting opportunities and experiences that they probably wouldn't have.
That's awesome. I'm sure that feels really good. What lessons has your position taught you?
Patience. Organization, <Yes. laughs> you know, time management, all of those things, you know, like how am I going to see this many students on and being flexible and, you know, help me with people skills. I mean, I think we've all probably overcome the awkwardness as a teenager or being thrown into a public speaking class, but being able to call community businesses and, you know, and actually talk to them and tell them what we need, or advocating for another student or things like that. Patience, definitely, because sometimes we want someone to get something right then, and they can't get it until it clicks for them. So, you know, I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Filling out a job application. It's like, we've talked about this already. You don't get it yet. And they're like, oh. And then when it finally clicks, it's like, yeah, so it was worth the wait. Or, you know, just working on other people's schedule, because I have to work around a lot of different schedules sometimes, you know, whether I'm pulling them out of class, whether I'm trying to schedule an event, but the school already has something going. So I've learned to be flexible in that area. But definitely, definitely organization.
Right.
I keep my little planner now.
Yeah. I use my calendar more than I ever thought I would.
Definitely.
What achievements are you proud of?
I think it kind of goes back to some of the obstacles that earlier when we talked about obstacles that I've overcome. I'm proud of even achieving a degree. Mm-hmm. I am proud of surviving sometimes. You know, sometimes in life you have to go through survival mode. I'm proud that despite the challenges and life changes, I'm still optimistic. I'm still able to be a light for others and, you know, let them know that it may look like this right now, but this is what it may look like. Like, you got to put in that work and keep going. Like, don't stop right there. So I'm proud of those achievements as well.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So, Sinchelle, you said you grew up in Hot Springs. What was it like growing up here?
A lot's have changed, I will tell you that. It was nice. Honestly, I can't think back to a time in my childhood where I was like, oh my gosh, I hate where I live, or I hate growing up in my city, or I can't think of a time that it was anything like that. I've always enjoyed it. We have a very loving community, kind of small knit in a sense, but not too small where everybody knows every single thing. But it's enough that we had each other's back, you know, a little village. We could ride our bike in the neighborhood and know that, you know, Miss So-and-so is going to tell you to go home, or, you know, like you trusted your neighbors. We have events, you know, all the way back to like Christmas parade. I think of the little things that were exciting. We have a lot of free things as well. You know, like just being able to go to the lake. Like one of my favorite experiences as a kid is just the fact that my dad would drive us to the lake, you know, and go riding and see the scenery or go up on the mountain And it didn't cost us anything. It was just spending a day together. You know, it was a pretty nice day, being able to have friends and come back to them and see some of them now and know that some of them are not in the community, but they're out doing great things, and that our home shaped us to who we are. And we're actually making positive growth in that.
Can you tell us about an influential person in your life and how they impacted you?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure if I can pinpoint one influential person, because I think throughout life we encounter different people that we may need for that season of our life. So I think back being a child, my grandma was a big influence on me, you know, just hearing her stories and how far they've come, you know, and what her generation, you know, had, and them being thankful for the little things. And then I take that and then I go and, you know, go to college in another state. And here I am meeting professors who are from different countries and things, you know, and hearing about their experiences and, you know, what they've overcome and how they've gotten to where they are. So I think throughout life, each phase had a different influential person. And you just take all of that and it just kind of makes you who you are. Mm-hmm.
Any favorite childhood memories you'd like to share?
That's funny. This is probably so random, but because we're in the holiday season, I actually used to take like the books off our shelves and wrap them for like my parents and my brother. Like, even though it was something we already had in the house, I was so excited that, you know, I got to put something under the tree that I would seriously like get our encyclopedias or something, and I would wrap it and put their name on it and like make a little card, and it was so cute. And, you know, it's just, I'm really giving them something, but I think that was something funny that sticks with me from childhood and just the innocence of a child. And, you know, like the holiday season, and it really is about the thought sometimes, you know, just knowing that you think enough of those people that you want to do something for them.
That's a frugal tip, I think.
Right. Let's recycle everything in the house.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Honey, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
And I know you like it because you're already using it.
That's right. That's right. So if you could go back and give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
I think I would tell myself that be confident in who you are and that you are enough. And despite, you know, everybody moves at their own pace, be okay with that because your time is coming too.
Yeah.
I think that's what I tell myself.
Right. So what is it about National Park College that brought you here?
Actually, in high school, I did was able to take college algebra out here. You know, sometimes in senior, you can do the concurrent credit. And then later on, my nephew actually was part of Talent Search. He was telling me about how much he enjoyed the atmosphere on National Park and everything. And so as I moved back, and this was one of the first places I started looking for a job, I just felt like that this would be where I would fit, just based on people that I know that have worked here, how happy they are. You know, they tell me, you know, National Park, we're like a family. You know, we watch out for each other. We communicate, you know, all the departments work together. And so it all fell into place.
And that still feels the way it is today. Isn't it? It really does. Other than National Park and being a career coach, what are some of your hobbies?
Well, I like to listen to music a whole lot. I like dance. I actually used to coach dance. Most of the school districts, actually for about 11 years, I've always coached some type of dance team or spirit team or something at the schools that I worked at. So I enjoy dancing. I enjoy reading and I like shows and movies and adventures. I like spending time with my son and being outdoors.
So just to focus on one of those, what is it about dance that drew you to it? What do you like about dancing?
Dancing is kind of like therapy, and you kind of get to escape and just be you and just listen to and let the emotions of music kind of, you know, overtake you. Like whatever you're feeling at that, you can put that type of song on or that kind of beat and you just move to it and just you feel free.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. All right. Here's a deep one. You ready? All right. If you could talk to anyone from the past, present, or even the future, who would it be and why?
I would like to speak to someone who possibly had like their hands in something big or monumental, that but we don't actually know them. Like, I would like to see their perspective on how did all of this come together, even if it was something as simple as like our government, or, you know, like just somebody who was there but wasn't there.
Right.
I don't know how to really get that out, but I think that would be so cool to just hear how they were maybe a part of the planning process, or how someone else got famous off of what they had a hand in, but yet they enjoyed what they did. You know, like, I would just like to see, what's it like to know that you shaped history in a sense? There's no one particular thing I can think of, but I just think that would be fun. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with DC Legends of Tomorrow. They travel through time. It's like the superheroes and stuff. They travel through time and they like get to go to certain events. And so like just to see like one episode, you know, they may have been with like a major war, but they were with the people in the background, like, and one little thing could alter it, you know, and then it yeah. now they have ripples in time. So I was just like curious to know, like, if this one thing didn't happen,
right,
what would be different about where we are now?
Right, right. Yeah. You know, time travel is extremely interesting. Huh?
It is to me.
Yeah. I can't help but sometimes pine to go back to the 90s and 80s. I don't know why.
It was classic.
You know what, though? If we went back now, I don't think we would like it as much. But for some reason in my mind, I miss it.
I agree. We probably wouldn't like it as much, cause especially if we go back with what we know now.
Right.
We'd be like,
I'm not sure about all this. But in my mind, it was like just full of happy memories.
Yes.
Yeah, especially the 90s.
And if I could meet a future person, I probably would like to meet my future self.
Yeah. Yeah, and say, hey, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? You know?
That would be kind of cool.
That would be. So, Sinchelle, what's some of your future plans?
To travel more, you know, and to kind of have experiences. And I would like to possibly eventually move up to maybe like a director of career services or something like that. You just never know there, because I really enjoyed this. Make sure that I'm making the most out of life, because it really is short that we don't, you know, it's long, but it's short.
Right.
And so I just want to make sure whatever I'm doing in the future that I'm constantly making a positive impact and I'm living in the moment and not so focused on the future that sometimes you forget to be present.
Right, right. If you want to know how short life is, just watch your kids grow up, huh?
Yes.
It flies by.
Because I swear I can blink and I'm like, he's 8?
Yeah.
About to be 5 foot? It's like, when did this happen?
Yeah, yeah. So, Sinchelle, any advice or any quotes or mottos you'd like to leave our listeners by that you sort of live by?
I like to live by the phrase, I even have it tattooed on my arm, and I mentioned it a moment ago, though, that I am enough. Because I think a lot of times, especially in this day and age, I know people hear it all the time that you, like, you know, watch influencers or people where they are right now in their life, but you don't know, you know, what it took to get there or anything like that. And I really think people need to know that you are enough. Mm-hmm. And if all you want to do is, you know, work your 9 to 5, come home and spend time with your family, that is enough. If that fulfills you, enjoy it. You know, like, just know that you are enough one way or the other. Like, no matter what, you being who you are right now in this moment is enough.
Right. No, that's a great message. That's a great message. Well, Sinchelle Davis of National Park College and career coach of Hot Springs District, we thank you for coming and being on Elevate today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Yes. Have a good one.
You too. And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.